Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Aubrey de Grey's Ending Aging, a book that basically says aging is a disease we can cure, not an inevitability. Sophie, you read this one too, right? What was your first reaction?
I did, and honestly, I started out skeptical. I mean, we're all taught that aging is natural, even beautiful. But de Grey makes a compelling case that it's just a pile of cellular damage our bodies accumulate over time. And if it's damage, you can fix it.
Right, that's the core reframe. He says our metabolism isn't perfect, it creates byproducts and errors. And he boils all of aging down to just 7 specific types of damage. He calls them the 7 deadly things.
Exactly. Things like cell loss, cells that refuse to die, mutations in our DNA, junk proteins building up inside and outside cells, and cross-linking that stiffens our tissues. That's the whole list. It's surprisingly finite.
And the key insight is that we don't need to understand every detail of biology. We just need to clean up the mess. He calls it engineering the human body, like a mechanic fixing a flat tire without knowing the car's life story.
That's where longevity escape velocity comes in. The idea is that if science advances enough, we can give someone an extra year of life for every year they age. So a 60-year-old gets to 70, but is biologically only 61. Then the treadmill speeds up.
It's wild to think that the first person to live to 1,000 might already be alive. But de Grey doesn't just wave his hands. He has a detailed plan called SENS, which stands for Strategies for Engineered Negligible Senescence.
Right. For cell loss, he proposes stem cell therapies. For senescent cells that won't die, drugs that selectively destroy them. For mitochondrial mutations, he suggests backing up that DNA into the nucleus, where it's safer.
And for junk proteins, like the ones that cause Alzheimer's, he talks about using enzymes from bacteria or boosting our own cellular cleaning crews. Plus vaccines to train the immune system to clear out extracellular junk.
Then there's cross-linking, the thing that makes arteries stiff and skin lose elasticity. He proposes drugs that act like molecular scissors to break those bonds. And for nuclear DNA mutations that cause cancer, better immune surveillance, and even blocking telomere lengthening in cancer cells.
It sounds futuristic, but he addresses a lot of objections. One big one is overpopulation. If people stop dying, won't the planet get crowded? His answer is that it's a resource problem, not a moral argument for letting people die.
He also points out that an elderly population is a huge drain on healthcare and pensions. If we eliminate aging, people stay healthy and productive for centuries. And birth rates are dropping anyway, so the real crisis is too few young people supporting too many old.
Another objection is boredom. Would life become meaningless if it went on for centuries? De Grey calls that an insult to human imagination. We don't ask a 20-year-old if they're bored of life. Why assume 1,000 years would be any different?
The most insidious objection he calls the pro-aging trance, the idea that aging is noble or necessary. He says look at the reality, loss of mobility, memory, and dignity. Calling that beautiful is Stockholm Syndrome. The only ethical response is to try to end suffering.
And he's frustrated that we spend billions on cancer and heart disease, which are just symptoms of aging, while barely funding research into aging itself. He wants a Manhattan Project-level effort. He thinks we could reach longevity escape velocity in 20 to 30 years if we commit.
The part that got me was when he says the biggest obstacle isn't science. It's our acceptance. We've stopped even trying to fight it. The book is a call to action, a blueprint, and a plea.
For me, the takeaway is simple. Aging is a problem we can solve. It's not a mystery. It's a list of 7 damages, and we have plausible ways to repair each one. That changes how I think about my own health and the future.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with 6,000 plus fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So the book's whole point is that aging isn't an unchangeable destiny. It's damage, and damage can be repaired. We just need the will to do it. We'll see you in the next one.